Good evening. Welcome to the Tyler Brickley and Friends call-in show. You're listening to the podcast version of this, probably, if you're listening to the podcast version of this. You also might be watching live on YouTube or any one of the 11 places that I've shared it out on Facebook at this point. My name's Tyler Brickley. I'm your host, kind of the main, you know, problem solver. Like, we're all equals, you know, but just on the org chart, like, I would be just slightly ahead in importance of my co-host. Mikey O'Brien is here.
Yes, I am here. I just want to make my presence known.
All right. What do you
have?
Here
I am.
Oh, here he is. That's, okay.
That was it. I said, here I am. My presence known.
How do you feel about me saying I'm a little bit more important than you? Does that make you feel small? Sad or like what's the
it's kind of small sad
yeah
like just makes it may, more makes you kind of that the alpha in this scenario right.
Like larger
than
life.
Like yeah
that's the goal
like alpha moves like toxic masculinity
yes exactly no all those things yeah and thank you for saying that
you're welcome an honest man.
Danny from Singapore will give us a call. Guys, we got a number right here. Mikey and I are both licensed therapists. Well, we're not licensed. I mean, we're licensed drivers and we've been to therapy. So there's licenses and therapists in our lives. So
that's enough.
That's all you need. Here's the thing. You're taking a lot of your information on how you base your life decisions from what your grandma shared from some news person's blog that they just wrote yesterday morning, okay, about something else. Mm-hmm. You can accept some advice from Mikey and I. All right. We've got a college degree between us. And
we have a college degree between us.
It's way more.
If that.
Wait, don't you, Dina?
Wait, did you?
I didn't.
High school?
Did you? High school.
But
yeah. You're not.
So if you add two high school degrees, that adds college.
I think everybody just realized that we didn't go to college.
Like, that's good.
That's definitely it. But give us a call. We're ready. And I also need to make sure that our phone's working because a lot of.
Wait, but you finished high school?
Oh, flying colors. And then I did 6 weeks of college. It was a huge letdown, honestly. So I dropped out.
No, I do get that for sure. I dropped out of high school kind of for the same reasons as you dropped out of college after 6 weeks. But
you were a traveling, musician's kid though. You were in a band. So your school was done on the road.
Yeah, but I dropped out of that too. Hopefully Tyler, that's okay with everyone here.
Tyler exudes toxic masculinity, says Zach in the chat. That's my goal. Oh, Kingsley Flett from Australia is in the chat. He says, don't forget to tell them that you are a good halfback flanker, mate.
Oh my, are you buddies with this guy?
I would say
Do you know him personally?
Yeah, we were on the Australian rules football team in college. I only went for 6 weeks trying to keep all my
ducks in a row. Did you play rugby? Was that good? Did I say it right?
That was really good, actually. A second, I thought I was talking to Kingsley.
Did you play rugby?
Wow, there it is again. Just like straight... Just straight out of Australia. Pretty amazing.
I did practice that, by the way. That was my practiced version of that phrase.
Is Mikey's maiden name Partridge? No, not quite.
I do like to party, though.
Party
ridge. I like to party on the ridge. Is that a dad joke?
It's not even
a
bad
joke. Should I recant? Recant that joke.
Zach, do call. We need somebody to get this party started. I hung up on the first guy because he was funnier than me. maybe you heard.
Me? No, I didn't. I see no evil, hear no evil.
We have kind of a zero tolerance policy on people being clever as guests on the show. It's really a sad.
There's that toxic masculinity
again.
Masculinity, yeah.
Kind of comes out.
I admire that, though. I aspire to that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just not there yet. I'm not where you're at with that. You just had so much experience.
Right. It's pretty easy to get there, honestly. You just stopped being good. So tell me about your week. Oh, it's been 2 weeks since we did this.
Has been 2 weeks.
We were going to go live last week, and then I had a familial obligation come up, so I had to cancel.
Sure you did.
Familial. And what have you been up to?
I have been up to, good question. I don't know. Just staying busy with video stuff. Everyone needs a videographer these days. Have you noticed that?
I have.
Like who doesn't need a videographer?
Videographers.
But even I would love another one to work with.
That's true. Do the BTS stuff.
Yeah. Just someone social media videographer, probably. Is that something you're interested in? $80,000 a year.
I'd do it for $85,000.
Oh, think on it.
Doc says Tyler's a familiar to a witch. Doc, is that a Things We Do in the Shadows reference on Hulu? Have you watched that?
That reminds me of Skyrim. Familiars? Or like
vampires and familiars.
Yeah, familiars were like the low level enemies in Skyrim, so I don't think very highly of them. Couple swipes from a great sword, and I mean, that's all it takes. And that's all she wrote. I mean, really.
There's a new show that is being written and produced by Taika Waititi and Jermaine Clements. And if you're not familiar with those two names, either one of those two names, please leave.
Familiar Waititi.
So this show is on Hulu, and Taika Waititi, just an amazing talent. He's a writer, producer, director, actor.
Did you click me away?
No. Were you gone?
Okay.
Did you leave for a second?
I'm back. I left, but I'm back.
Interesting. He was the voice of the funny rock guy in Guardians. Oh, hold that thought.
I'm holding the thought.
Call from
the disc golf guy.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Is it really?
Terry Miller, you're on the air with Tyler Brickley and Mikey O'Brien. How are you doing this evening, Terry Bear?
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys doing?
I am doing great.
Good.
Terry, I do need to confirm your identity really fast. Can I ask you a couple questions?
You can. I'm not the flanker that you are, but go ahead.
All right. What is your hair color?
Strawberry blonde.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
That's one for one.
Good.
Terry, have you been making videos on the internet long enough to call them, fill in the blank?
Permanent archives and historical references?
Multiple choice, actually. A blog, a vlog, a video blog, or tapes?
I didn't do much taping, so I'm going to call them video blogs. That's how the intro goes. I'm the disc golf guy.
That sounds
and
legit.
This is my video blog.
Oh my gosh! Hey, there we go. We got
the real deal.
We got it. We got the clip. That's it. That's all we need for tonight. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I just needed that for social, so people know that we're actually a legit operation here.
I would not go that far with it.
All right. But Terry, seriously, we exist to help people fix their problems. We know you've got some. What's going on with you and how can we help?
Yeah, I believe, well, besides the loud train, I don't know if you can fix that, that's mm-hmm. happening right as I called in. But as I text to the number, which apparently is not an adequate medium for you guys, I said, I have too many discs. What should I do with all of them? Are they meant to fly or am I more fly because I have so many?
You can text this number. That opens up whole new.
I texted 10 minutes ago.
Realm. Oh my gosh, I see it. Messages. I have too many discs. What should I do with all of them? Meant to fly? Am I more fly because I have so many? Submitted by I registered online. Okay, well, that's a little sus.
That's weird.
I don't trust that.
That was one of my other companies.
Do not go to iregisteredonline.com, everybody, because
that was pre-disc golf scene. That was pre, well, title disc existed, but that was pre-disc golf scene.
Yeah, the world before pre-disc golf scene kind of scares me. That's like Disc Golf Planet.tv. That's like Clash DVDs. That's a dark and scary time.
At one point, people registered for the memorial using iregisteredonline.com.
Wow. That is amazing.
And thousands of others use the service.
Hang on, I got to put your name up on here.
It was how I laundered money, really.
Okay. Let me push this button. Blunt. Does this work still?
So
hey, there honest. We go. Nice. Look at that. Look at the technology. You should kick JVD out and get me on the tech side of Smashbox because things pop up where they're supposed to on this show.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I can't click on any of it and see it because I think it's ahead or I'm behind or something.
Trust me. It looks really great. All right. So, Mikey, let's help Terry with his problem. He's got too many discs and he needs to, like, what does he do with them? Does he sell them? Does he let them fly? Is he too fly for a white guy and needs to tell them goodbye? I think that's what he said.
What if he melted them into one disc?
Yeah,
I'm with you. So that you don't waste any plastic.
Right.
But is that legal or is it not? It is. It's legal. Like, just like if you're thinking about the legality within like the U.S.,
the law of the land. Right. Yeah. It's like U.S. legal, but it's not like, I mean, he would probably, his career would be over.
Yeah. But
yeah, I mean, you can melt down gold bars, but I'm not sure you want to do that. Although at least they would still retain their value in disc golf terms. They would not.
All right. Chat, let us know what you think Terry should do. Terry, I think that you should probably send one of them to me because I won a giveaway and you sent it to a different Tyler because you hate me.
That sounds like accurate.
Where's the lie, Terry? Where was the lie there?
Hate is not the term that I would use.
Is it bigger?
He stuttered.
He did there. There was a pause.
That's stuttered. Just my connection.
I don't think so. I've never heard this man stutter on live DGN ever before. That's the first time I heard it.
All right, Terry, before we let you go, I've got a random off the wall question for you, which is going to come as quite a shock. Can you tell us something about yourself? Kind of how we were talking before about the dark, scary world before disc golf, has, you know, really come up. What were you doing when you were 25?
Disc golf.
Dang it. What were you doing when you were 22?
22 would have been, what am I? 43. So that would have been 21 years ago. So in the year 2000, roughly.
Whoa, Y2K, Terry.
Not the Conan reference. Yeah, not the Conan reference, but so when I was 22, yeah, it was the year 2000, I was finishing my final year of college or technically I was in my fourth year of college. I was pursuing double majors in communications and information systems. I was playing about 35 to 40 weekends a year of disc golf. I was the president of the Wisconsin or the Milwaukee, UW-Milwaukee Disc Golf Club. And by then I had probably run a couple sanctioned tournaments.
Holy mackerel. Okay, can we just 19. Was disc golf, were you doing disc golf at 19?
Yeah, I was in college. By the age of 19, I think I'd played in my third or fourth world championships.
That's crazy.
Probably had just started the club at UW-Milwaukee, actually. So being awarded a few $100 so that we could go to Mobile, Alabama and play Chickasaw Bogue, learn about finger pops. That was all part. Yeah, finger pops. Yeah, that would have been 1998. That would have been the year I met the likes of Cam Todd and Leslie Herndon, who went on to become Leslie Todd, and the Sherrod family, and Matty Oram's dad, Jim Oram at Sky South, playing down in that was just spring break. Most people went and got drunk and naked in like Mexico, and me and Johnny V went and played disc golf.
So I know that the people watching and listening are probably wondering, why don't I just ask instead of backing up, when did you discover disc golf? Cut out the middleman.
I discovered disc golf between 7th and 8th grade.
Wow.
At camp. And it wasn't disc golf. It was throwing Jeffrey the Giraffe Toys R Us Frisbees. They were stamped Frisbees into grocery baskets, just like you have today.
Yeah, right.
They were red grocery baskets, and it was at a camp. And they said, hey, take this Frisbee, and then we have 18 of these little grocery baskets set up. Go out and throw those around and try and get it from this area to this area in as few throws as possible.
Wow.
And I was hooked. I think I may have even skipped dinner all that night. And
that's amazing.
Yeah. I won a little Frisbee golf competition, and then I found my next course a few weeks later, and then I found my first true basket course a few weeks after that. So 7th, 8th grade, that was that time.
Hannah Macbeth in the chat just says he just said drunk and naked in Mexico so casually.
I know, you just dropped that in there. I was like, we're not going to address this, are we? We'll never.
I'm just saying that's what others were doing, not the whole.
Right.
That is
yeah.
Johnny V and myself. I mean,
yeah, because you of course. Do that.
No, not until we were of legal age, and then we were in Kentucky doing cross-dressing.
Of course.
Contests and dancing on the bar.
Even better.
That's
even
another story. Again,
all right.
No video evidence.
No Mexico that time, but
this is the question trying to ask. Tell me about something that existed pre-disc golf in your life that you were excited about. You know, whether it was a hobby or like a career ambition or something. Apparently, we have to go back pretty far.
Yeah. Throughout high school, I was also, I guess what some would call a bass head. I was into car stereos, and I had won a few car stereo competitions for how loud my car and the sound, the SPL, the sound pressure level is inside of the car. And I was a big, you know, hip hop bass
head. How big were your subs? How big were they?
Were people tweeting about your tweeters?
Yeah, my mids and my tweeters. Yeah, I my PPI crossover with my Soundstream amp.
Mikey earmuffs.
I was a JL audio guy, and with the configuration I had, three 10-inch subs in a sealed box slammed pretty hard. I wasn't a big fan. 12-inch and 15-inch subs got a little loose, a little sloppy. Yeah. And so I was all about the way the 10s hit. So I had 310 in a sealed box.
I'm more of a 42-inch guy myself.
Just like your whole trunk.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And yeah, I would say it definitely, you know, it was a little floppy, but it hit hard. That's all. And, you know,
the speaker
12 amps, you know, to keep it going. I had to Mikey, park next to a
just I just got to know, by the way, station. Do you know who this is that we're talking to this whole time, by the way?
Of course, dude, of course I know. That it's guilty, Terry Miller with too guilty, many discs.
That guilty look on his face. Mikey is new to disc golf, but even people who are new, like, you should kind of know. I mean, don't feel bad if you don't.
Of course, I don't know that many people, but I will say that Terry Miller is one of the few that I do. So I'm being legit here. Disc golf guy, I got it.
You got him.
I got it. One of the first people.
Well, I appreciate that.
I knew him before you, Tyler. Oh, no. Unquonk. Now there's plenty of people.
And truth be told, Mikey, I have no idea who you are. You're not on my radar.
Can you hear me, by the way?
So.
Yeah, he doesn't know who I am.
Oh no!
That's why I like it,
guys.
I'm like anonymous,
guys.
That's,
help!
That's how I want it. What's wrong with you, Tyler? What did you do?
Are you like the QAnon of disc golf, Mikey? Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, I should have had more Mikey, persona, like sunglasses or something. Gosh. I don't know what my issue is. I think Tyler's having issues right now. Maybe he needs to call in.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I can hear you.
You're the host, right?
I just Tyler? Lost my you're audio hosting? Driver just like crashed or something. I just completely lost both of you.
It's just me and you, Terry. Bad. We have to run this show now.
Is Terry
I'm the co-host.
I'd get a new amp and some crossover, a couple crossovers. For your amps,
yes.
Run them in parallel.
Answer that. I'm probably talking.
Tyler. That sounds great. I was trying to honestly. I was just trying to keep up with your lingo with the subs and stuff. I actually was lost. I do. I will say though,
fair, I have not used some of that jargon.
Nice. This is so sad.
I haven't used some of that jargon in more than a decade. So it was actually kind of funny to
there
pull
you go
back
down memory lane. I actually did. I got a couple of Memphis audio subs. At one point in my life, but I never figured out how to hook them up. I never figured out how to actually use them, but they look sick, and that's really all that mattered.
Oh my gosh!
I guess.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the
and
main
that
thing.
People could hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wow. Like I said, I couldn't.
So does the show always go this well, Mikey?
Does it what?
Does it always go this smooth?
Okay, so apparently...
Oh, yeah, it's going great. Yeah.
If you guys can both hear me,
Tyler's just carrying on.
Receiving completely gone.
This is great.
So I can see Mikey's lips moving. The chat is relaying to me what's happening. I cannot hear Terry at all. And I am just so sorry, guys. Yeah,
chat you can transcribe all right now, Terry. I wouldn't blame you.
I literally have no idea what to do.
I can relay the message, I promise.
This is.
I mean, if you just hung up right now, one day, Terry, I'm gonna meet you in real life. I promise you that I will meet you in real life, and it will be a glorious reunion, and we'll talk about this moment. That's all I have to say
about that. Where are you? You out of?
I'm in Lynchburg. I'm right next to Paul Macbeth. I could.
Got it.
Go to his house right now.
Heard of him.
He's a good guy.
I'm back.
Say. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, he's all right. He's okay.
He is.
Oh, his wife's still here, probably. Yeah. Cute. Okay.
Wait, Terry's still here?
Yeah, I'm surprised you are.
Even in the face
of
that.
Yeah, I said, I love you are killing it. This is a top-notch production.
But I did, though. I literally killed it. My whole audio driver failed, and I had to reboot my little USB interface here, and then get everything mapped back in. So it was
Terry
super
spoke very
smart.
Highly of you while you were gone.
Did he? Is that what happened while I was gone?
He's very impressed.
Oh man,
yeah.
Terry.
Yeah, I'm hoping that you will be available for some other technical support.
That's right. I was trying to run JVD under the bus at the beginning of this and talk about how adept I am. Great. Perfect.
Yeah,
all right.
Killing it.
Terry right, Miller, boys. Thank you very much, sir. You are a legend, and I am surprised and honored that you called into our little show.
I love you, Terry.
Yeah, is this where I get to plug the post-production work that I'm working on that hopefully gets released in the next few days. Is that the time to plug this right now?
No. All right, that was Terry Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I feel so bad. Why does doing something that made me so happy feel so bad? All right, I'm going to spend the next...
Tyler. You just that, hung up on Terry Miller. I am
that was a Henry.
Subscriber.
That was Henry.
And it you
was.
Have dishonored our family.
Listen, everyone. I'm going to spend the next
bring
5 minutes.
Bring dishonor to your family.
I'm trying to. I'm going to spend the next 5 minutes apologizing in the chat. Go check out the Disc Golf Guys channel. Man, he's wishing I never got my mic fixed again.
Mm. We were having a great talk. We talked about subs some more. And we talked about
Josh.
How I'm meet him in real life one day.
What did happen when I left? Josh, call in though. You should call in. I want to hear about what it's like to work with Mikey.
Oh no. Don't you dare, Josh.
Oh my gosh, people are now texting. Texting this number because apparently that's a thing I didn't know about.
That's crazy that you can do that.
You can just text.
That's a whole other level.
There might
be
a way.
Another form of chat.
Well, yeah. At some point, maybe I could like get one of those messages to like show up on the screen. But no, don't text it, folks. Call it. We're looking for calls.
Call me,
Terry's going to text me in a second and say we're done. We're through.
You will. What is happening? My microphone's just turning itself up right now. Like the gain. Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Terry has a ton of unreleased footage that's about to be released. So you're going to want to make sure that you're following the Disc Golf Guy. Let's be honest, nobody's watching this channel that's not already been subscribed to the Disc Golf Guy's YouTube for several years. But I still like saying it. Like, yeah, go subscribe to Terry. That's like, you guys should go check out this thing. It's like they've got like hundreds of thousands of videos. You can watch just about anything from any different category. It's Netflix. I discovered it. You can go check it out right now, netflix.com. It's a thing that I found that I'm telling you about right now.
Oh my gosh. I heard of MySpace. Is that kind of like that?
It's kind of like that. Yeah, exactly. Hey, thanks for the follow, Juliana. Oh, thanks for the like, I guess. Appreciate that.
I like poking that thing.
Poking hope. Oh no, not disc picks, Terry. Don't do it.
Oh, don't do it.
All right. The lights are green. We're not doing the lights thing this week.
Oh, I have it ready though. Okay, green.
Should we?
Let's do it. Yeah, there we go. That's green. I need to back up my camera again so you can see it.
I wish I could change.
There. It's kind of like in line with my head. But if I move over here, it's like I'm wearing it.
Just a little yarmulke. Trivia. Do you know how to spell yarmulke? You know the little the
yarmulke?
Jewish head piece?
Yarmulke. Y-A-M-A-K-H.
Here, check this out, dude. This is going to freak you out. Y-A-R.
Okay. All right. Y-A-R. So far, I already said that.
Did you say R?
Do you have instant replay? Because, yeah, I think I did.
I could set that up. Y-A-R-M-U-L-K-E. Yarmulke. All right.
Call from. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Mystery guest. Yes, absolutely.
Accept it.
All right, hang on. I got to say their name. All right, Mr. or Mrs. or Ms. You are live with Tyler Brickley and Friends. What's your problem and how can we help?
Hello, this is Zach.
Oh, Zach, why didn't you say Zach. Your name?
Wow.
I was
you
I
got was us.
Technical difficulties when I was trying to call.
Oh, okay.
And I missed the beep.
Wow, can you imagine having technical difficulties ever?
I can't even believe that.
Especially on this show. Hey, go red, by the way. Go red. That. We did the lights thing. Red, go red. So people know they
Disturbia.
Can't call in.
There we go.
Zach Padgett, did you fix your, remember, I believe, and this is how good I am as a host. I can remember their past problems that we fixed. I believe you said that you were injuring yourself and we recommended that you don't do that.
Right.
How is that going? What's the update?
Sort of. I did continue to injure myself.
Oh, okay.
But then I did finally actually see a specialist about it, and so now I'm on another specialist.
You saw an additional wow.
right.
specialist.
So many specialists.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, I think I'm hopefully on the road to recovery now. We'll see. But that's not what I'm calling about.
Mikey, one thing you're going to get to know as a host of a help show like this is that we can only do our part. And then it's up to, you know,
up to them.
We can't live their lives. So we can say, don't hurt yourself. But, you know, they're going to have to choose to whether they want to hurt themselves or not. Anyway, Zach, go ahead.
That's good. I like that.
Right. So I haven't been, you know, listening to the show tonight. So I don't know what's happened before this, but I was just thinking, you know, I really could use, you know, more discs, you know, so just, you know, I don't know if maybe there's anybody out there that like, has too many discs and, you know, needs to find something to do with them. Surely that's probably not an issue for anybody, but you know, if you guys would know anybody that has too many discs.
I feel like there was something similar to that.
With that.
Huh.
Do you keep an archive?
You don't have enough discs is what you said.
Right.
Okay. You have enough.
So okay, he doesn't so like, have enough. Have you ever heard
of anybody that has too many, baby?
Like too many. Like
too many? As in T-O or T-O-O?
I've heard stories. I've heard stories about like this Terry Miller guy. He's got like a storage unit full of discs or something. But you know, that's probably not true. I don't know.
Terry was actually on the show not too long ago.
What?
Sadly, he just called. He was only on for a couple seconds. and he just wanted to, I mean, kind of hawk his wares, you know, for lack of a more offensive term. You know, he wasn't on for very long. So I don't remember him saying anything about discs.
Okay. Well,
or like having too many or needing someone else to have them. Hang on, sorry. I'm just trying to get this.
You could 1v1 him.
Whoa.
Wow. That's kind of new looking.
So what I did when Terry left, I actually, instead of closing the little box that I put things in, I deleted it. so had to make a new one real
you
fast.
Came up with this snazzy new one?
Yeah, like since
with
Zach
the
called.
Sliding up thing in the modern font?
Yeah, not like amazingly, you know, brilliant, but somewhere between that and like genius, I think.
Yeah, wow, that's good.
So I'm sorry, Zach.
It's a preset. That's good, Tyler. That's good. No, I know you handed that for sure.
That's great. That's Zach, good. What were you saying?
Nothing.
Is Zach still here? He is.
Zach needs discs, guys. Hey, somebody give Zach a disc. Zach, here's the thing. Here's what I would do if I were you. I would drive to Milwaukee now.
Okay, done.
And then call back and we'll give you the rest of the instructions. All right, that was Zach Padgett, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for calling in, Zach. I was gonna.
Did
I was
he
gonna,
surgery? Oh, Is there surgery required in that? Because discs, like herniated discs.
Yeah, it reminds me of when Terry was saying that he had like a ton of discs and needed to get rid of some. Because Zach was saying that he needed, like, he didn't have enough, which is kind of ironic.
I've heard of that before in the medical realm. I feel like there's something you can do for that medically.
It's like the hernia, right?
Yeah, I definitely remember that being part of the conversation, but herniation disc. Oh, Tyler, let me turn this on you. How was your week? I'm the host now. Get rid of that coat. I'm kidding. Don't get rid of it. I like it there. Right,
thank you.
I like it there. How was your week?
I went to Omaha, Nebraska last weekend for some reason and took Monday off. So we spent a lot of time in the car and at the Omaha Zoo and driving.
Okay. So I thought Omaha was like a guitar company.
Yamaha makes the guitars. Omaha makes the zoos.
It just sounds like a Hawaiian place. Yamaha. Welcome to Yamaha.
It could be.
All your dreams will come true.
There's an old evangelical joke that I won't, you know, release here, but that's the punchline to it. Draw your own conclusions.
Oh, I forgot to take my hood off because when the light's green, it's less intimidating.
Hood. Oh, that's true. Present kind of a welcoming vibe.
Yeah, and it's like red light. Don't touch the phone.
They were saying that you look like Arrow with your hood up.
Oh, like Green Arrow? I feel that. Yeah, because his hood for some reason is just abnormally large, like he's wearing headphones. Yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of have similar facial hair to him.
I could see it. I mean,
on a rough day?
Yeah, they probably weren't looking for somebody pretty. You know, like they were looking for somebody that could. Yeah. They were looking for somebody who could kind of pull off the kind of rugged superhero vibe.
Pull off the what?
Okay, no. Vibes. Please. Okay. Please don't. Yeah. No. Just the vibe.
Okay, just a vibey.
Did I try a steak there? No, I did not. Is Omaha known for its steaks?
Omaha.
That's funny, Sep. Oh, no, wait. That's Caleb. All right, we've got
to match the distance between me and the camera and you and the camera. Is this autofocus right now? It is.
Sure did.
I was just checking it.
We've got another. As soon as this person who just messaged me calls in, we will definitely, we'll end the show with them. But if anybody wants to call in the meantime, we'll take a couple more. I feel like we've done some good work here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Saved a lot of lives. That's for sure. Absolutely. Not to sugarcoat it.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the reality of what's going on this podcast.
I mean, like, you don't want to call yourself a hero, but I feel like that would make you a not hero if you called yourself one, but I'm not going to comment on it then.
That's why we have co-hosts. You're a hero, Mikey.
Thank you. So I did visualize myself as not a hero, but you confirming it probably confirms it. And I think you're a good guy.
Unbelievable. We had a thing. 913. Hey, is that my zip code? Let's find out.
From
blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
man. Press 1. Here to send a voicemail, press 2.
Bob, blah, blah. You're on the phone with Tyler Brickley and friends. What is your problem and how can we help?
Hi, this is Bob, blah, blah from Bob, blah, blah's Law Blogs.
Okay, let me ask Bob, how do we spell that? Bob, blah, blah, and from Bob, blah, blah's Law Blogs. Okay, there we go. And there you are. All right, Bob, do you have a problem that we can help with tonight?
Yeah, my Loblogs aren't getting enough views on like my website and social media. How do I get my Loblogs, Bob Loblogs, Loblogs more views?
Well, Bob Loblaw, I've read a couple of your Loblogs, Bob Loblaw, and I got to say that some of the Loblogs run a touch long, Bob. And I think that maybe if you didn't have Loblogs that were as long and as blah, honestly, as they are. Am I right, Mikey? Some of them seem a little bit like Loblogs from Bob Loblaw. And
Hey, is that right or wrong? Tyler. Bob, are you okay, Loblog? He hasn't said anything.
I've been like jogging while I do my Bob Loblogs, Loblogs.
Radio silent. Oh, he's back.
So you're like lobbing yourself through the air while you're writing Bob Loblogs, Loblogs?
Well, I would say through time and space, but...
So in this, you've got blah... lobbing Loblogs, blah, 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 and you expect us to be able to help you get more views on your Loblog.
Loblog from my treadmill?
He's so blah. Blah, blah, blah is so blah. I mean, honestly, it's really hard to even have a conversation with him.
Oh, I just fell off my treadmill.
Oh, no.
Do you,
Bob lost his legs.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to amputate.
So Bob Lob lost his blah blah legs on his blah blah blog. That's a shame, Bob blah blah.
Oh, I think you just helped me solve my problem because I think this Bob blah blah loses his legs while riding his Bob blah blah treadmill blah blah is going to go completely viral.
Oh, perfect. Oh, well, you could also sue the treadmill company, Bob. I mean, you're a lawyer. You write law blogs. It's not rocket surgery.
What if I sue the people who distracted me while I was talking on the phone instead?
Yeah. Wait,
does he have a case for that?
I don't know. Only if there's evidence.
Well, evidence.
Like recorded evidence.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would do.
Like visual, audio,
oral
evidence.
Yeah.
Well, just lob it out there into the ether, Bob. And if you have to, you know, lose one of your legs in the midst of it, then it's going to turn into one of those blah, 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 lost his leg, you know, blah, blah, blah. You get it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I totally get it. I'm like, that's right up my alley.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Like this is a dream.
Do you have a website that people can go to, Bob blah blah?
Yeah, Bob blah blah's law blogs.
Is that .edu?
.gov.
Oh, .gov. Okay, thanks, Bob. Go to BobLoblogs.gov for more information on what Bob's doing.
I was dreaming until he got the .gov in there.
Take care.
Oh, man, that was weird.
Bob Loblaw's Law Blogs, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that guy's sketch.
Higher
quality. I didn't want to say it while he's on air, but I'll talk behind his back in a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't trust him.
No. People need to know.
Well, until he said .gov, and then I was like, okay, maybe. Because you can't, that's just one of those things, like it's instant credentials. If you have .gov in your life, then I trust you.
People might think that Bob Loblaw is trying to rob them, you know, and rob you, Bob Loblaw's Loblogs, and then you.
Governor. Is that what you thought of when you hear .gov? Did your brain go there? Governor.
The Australian thing again?
Yeah, give me a sec. Do you want to play some rugby? I guess he laughs because it's impressing him.
Mikey, hit us with that Australian accent. Do you want to play some rugby?
That was decent. I think mine was better, but...
Do you want to play the rugbys?
I don't know.
Australian.
I don't really play rugby, but...
Lock it in.
Lock and loaded.
What were you... You were filming some things today. You got some editing work to do. You're a full-time videographer.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug Josh, call in, dude. Come on. Let's talk. Let's plug Overthrow Disc Golf for crying
out loud. Josh, what the heck, bro? What is your... Just what are you doing right now? I bet he's working.
Stage fright.
He's not even able to talk. He's just texting.
No, it's stage fright. He's like, Tyler's got like 4,000 subscribers. So
yeah, he does get a little nervous.
Let me check Overthrow real fast. You guys are up two.
Yeah, not doing too good. Not too good at all these days.
Well, you guys keep it up. You know, you'll get up there. You know, you'll get up there to that number.
Yeah. I look at the analytics and it's not easy. Let's just put it that way. It's not as good as when I look at yours. Like, you know how you can like compare analytics, and I just plug those bad boys in and Tyler Brickley and friends versus, you know, everyone else. And
oh no, Robert, call again.
Robert, dude, I miss that guy. He does need a call again. Bob McCauley.
We were on with Bob Loblaw. Hey, do you guys think that maybe Bob Loblaw is not even a real name, but they were just trying to find something that rhymed with Loblogs?
I don't know how he seemed like a
real
name.
He seemed like a real person. Oh man. All right, this may be our final call of the night, so let's make this a good one.
Robert.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Is it Robert Bobble Blobble?
Oh, it could be Rob Loblaw calling back in about Bob Loblaw's Loblogs. Robert, you are live.
Yeah, this is Bob's brother, Rob Loblaw.
I haven't done my... I'm going to bring you in. Shut up.
Oh, go ahead.
Robert, you are live with Tyler Brickley and friends, where we exist to create a warm, welcoming environment for everyone to safely express their problems, and we're going to brilliantly fix them. Go ahead.
Thank you. I feel welcome.
If you could say long-time listener, first-time caller, that'd be great for the clip.
Yeah. Hey, Rob Loblaw here, Bob Loblaw's brother. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, I've got a son who I just can't get him to do his chores. We just ask him to put his toys away, put the dishes away, walk the dog, and he's really not doing them. And in fact, he doesn't even really walk at all. He just kind of crawls around. I just can't. I mean, I've explained him in plain English. I don't know, however many times.
Is that his language of preference?
What we want him to do. Yeah, he's gone with plain English. We teach old English when he gets into high school.
Yeah, because if he's speaking Latin or something and you're trying to come at him in English, I mean, there's your problem right there, case closed. But it sounds like it might not be that simple.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's it.
Okay. So you've got a crappy kid. And
hold up. He's not, does that, is his that words. Crappy?
Hit Robert's no. words, I think.
I didn't do chores.
Is that what he said?
Are you saying I'm crappy for not doing chores growing up?
Yes, I am. But this is not about, we got to fix Robert's problem.
I don't think it's a problem. You're going to have to take this.
Did you say crappy or did I say crappy?
I think that was you actually.
Oh my gosh. My mistake. I have that on the screen and everything.
You misinterpreted the problem.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me fix that. Okay. There we go. So is there a warranty I don't know a ton about kids, but is there like any sort of a buyback or instruction manual warranty? Like, have you consulted the literature?
Yeah, that's a good question. And in fact, no, we didn't receive any literature. They told us there would be a QR code at the hospital, and right. But we've never received that.
Well, ours was we were in Wichita, Kansas, a little backward. We did get a paper version of ours, but they emailed us a PDF to consult afterwards. So you have no idea.
Could you send me yours?
Yes, I could, but it's regional, you know, so it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of Wichita, you know, references to like the aircraft industry and the analogies that they use. You're probably not going to stand. And it also is in Old English, which is our children's language of preference. So that's another
reason. I see.
Probably not going to help.
That's fair.
What are your stances on... Well, let me ask you this. Would you mind if I ask you a hard question?
Yeah, sure.
Don't answer this if you don't
want to. Wait, you said
you would mind? Oh, you would? All right.
Yeah, let me ask. I would mind.
Okay, that's totally fair. Totally fair. That one's off the table. Let me ask you kind of a medium question, and still feel free to not answer this if you don't want to. Has the child declared a political affiliation yet?
Yeah, great question. No, we're firmly against political stances as a political stance.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh. Really starting to fill in some of the gaps on this.
It's making sense
on this problem right here. Actually,
he doesn't force political views on his children.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely.
What type of childhood is that?
Are you from the East or West Coast, Robert?
No, I'm from Texas.
Oh my. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Can you write this down, Robert?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I've got a pen and paper here.
Okay. You are from Texas. So that means you are a Republican. Okay. Write that down. I need you to Google that.
Okay.
Whatever. And actually, just for the sake of balance, you're going to want to be unbalanced for a while. So go all the way far out there and find the craziest person you can and just do everything that they say for a while until you feel like you guys are kind of pulled into, you know, good old fashioned Republicanism, and then make sure your child adheres to that. I'm going to say anywhere from 6 weeks until they're 18 years of age. And then you're going to find a lot of stuff in there about child training. It worked for me. Kind of.
I see.
It's worked for a lot of people. And so I would just highly encourage Republicanism. Now, this isn't me taking a stance. I'm not, the Tyler Brickley and Friends podcast is not endorsing Republicanism over any other party. It's purely geographic. So if you tell me that you're from, you know, California, or you're from Hawaii or Canada, you know, I'm going to have a different piece of advice for you.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense for sure. So it looks like, and I'm just, you know, while you were talking, I just feel like it's never too early to start. So I've done a little research here. Is it too early to get him a gun already?
No.
I'm sorry. I've been remiss here. He's 13 months old.
He's 13 months old and he doesn't have you need professional help at this point.
Does he need to be exported?
Yeah, he needs from he certainly export. His care certainly needs expedited. You know.
Yeah.
Getting exported would be the next step. Fair. Yeah,
he's
no,
expired
yeah.
In
yeah.
Texas.
I've always thought that was called deported, but you know, that's just me.
Well, that's when they come.
I'm new to the area.
That exactly. That's when you send someone away. Exporting them is when you send them away and they can't come back. It's kind of a combination of deported and excommunicated. So that's pretty harsh.
What are export level. Times like wow. these days for that?
They're high.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're high.
Like Premiere Pro high?
And no, actually, Bob Loblaw's loblogs.gov has a little export time counter on the sidebar.
Oh.
It's a little handy tool for you, so you can check that out.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, Robert, I hope this helped. I mean, I feel like it was a pretty open and shut. I mean, pretty easy to see where you're going wrong, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely ended up that way.
Here's the thing is I really, you know, I don't call myself an expert on anything, but especially not parenting. And so, yeah, really any help that I can get is beneficial. And, you know, I'll look up all those things about Republicans and then just start doing those for shot and see what happens. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But again, make sure you're looking in the right spot. I would actually encourage you away from Google. Do you have any aunts on Facebook?
You know, I don't, but this is a true story. I have a grandmother who will take care of it for me.
Oh, she's got you covered? Okay, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. No,
just make sure you hit the star. Sure you hit the star on her account so that you see those popping up first and foremost every day. Go read those. Trust those articles as fact, and you will be okay.
I appreciate that because right now it's the opposite. She's actually unfollowed, so I should just switch that up.
And see, and you've got a bunch of problematic children, you know, with a bunch of parenting symptoms. Coincidence? Yeah.
I mean, I guess probably. No coincidence here.
Right.
But probably a coincidence.
Exactly. Thanks for calling, Robert.
Thanks, Robert. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
He just kept putting it out there. He just never reciprocated.
That was weird. I have to say.
A little bit of a DTR.
I'm not used to that kind of rejection.
Hey, Mikey. Well, did you hear
what that means?
Did you hear what I said?
DTR?
I said we were trying to have a DTR and it turned into a DTRant. I just wanted to make sure you heard that.
I did. I just did now.
And that's how we're going to end
the show.
Mikey, take us home. Here it is in the chat. Love you too. Guys, thanks for listening. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, Mikey and I are trying to do this on occasional Wednesdays, if not every Wednesday. We're going to figure out
most Wednesdays.
Most Wednesdays. We're going to be streaming this.
If you would be available for it.
If I could issue some familial obligations, we would be a little more free to do this, but it's an important thing. I mean, this is kind of heroic work, honestly, and we need to make time for it.
He's half so we will. Heroic.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Mikey, take us out.
Everybody, you mean the world to this episode. So go out there and make it happen.